spiritual advancement and honorable duty in doing so.
Do they believe in God? Did they ever say that?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. They put it more in terms of source, supreme source, if you will. But that's, you know, a way of conceptualizing God, but very much so, and that's the basis of the what these 11 universal laws, 11 spiritual laws are grounded in, is part of the truth that source and its unfolding in all of creation. That's the way things are organized, principles of free will and freedom of
the Ninth Cross is a variation of this symbol.
And man
the
and
Ninth Cross is a variation of this symbol.
All of these are just attributes of the consciousness of God, if you will, manifesting in the universe in which we find ourselves.
East of the Rockies. Hello to you.
Hi, George. How are you doing tonight?
Good, sir.
Dr. Boylan, how are you?
Good evening.
I've got a few questions for you here. You've stated several times of these people being here on a mission and having an agenda. Other than their helping us with our medical fields or our earth care, what is their true mission?
Victor Schauberger,
if they've got 59% of our population as extraterrestrial beings, sounds to me like they're trying to take over.
Well, I already indicated what the true mission is. The 59% are not extraterrestrial beings. They are humans.
You can see a new type of vehicle in these diagrams. You can see a new type of vehicle.
All of us will go through many reincarnations over our course as a consciousness, personality, from time to time, life to life, and in many cases from planet to planet.